What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. I'm your host Sebastian Malden, and in this episode I'm diving deep into the 2022 Indie Game of the Year contender that you should definitely add to your video game backlog. DJ, hit the beat. This is the Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single player games manage their video game backlog. I'm your host Sebastian Malden, and my main quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single-player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single-player experience. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. DJ, cut the beat. Here I was in another life-or-death situation, knowing that if I failed, I was going to die once again. I dodged to the left, barely avoiding the bandit's sword. I responded by bringing my axe down on him. My axe hit true, and he instantly fell. I gathered up all the resources in the room and exited to the next one. I quickly made my way to the portal in the middle of the room with a smile on my face. It was a good run, a good hunt. I got plenty of supplies and new followers for my cause. I took the portal back to my base and I looked around. My camp was a well-oiled machine. My followers were in high spirits and working hard to grow our camp. Wanting to make sure morale stayed high, I got to work preparing lunch. Today, everyone was getting a big helping of a little dish I like to call grassy gruel. Not gonna lie to you, morale gets lower every time I serve this dish. I can't blame them. I don't like to eat salad either. But it's all I have at the moment to feed everyone, and sometimes you have to make the hard choices. That's my job. For you see, I'm the leader of a cult. I know it seems like a rough job, and to be honest, it is. Hell, I had to throw Willie in jail the other day for talking back to me. It's a hard job, but I'm the only lamb capable of doing it. If I do it well, these followers will make me the strongest warrior in the world, and I'll never have to worry about dying ever again. So, that is a story from a game that I'm going to recommend to you today. You may have guessed it, it is the indie sensation known as Cult of the Lamb. In this episode, I'm going to lightly review the game and let you know who should have this one in their video game backlog. So, I never thought I'd play a game where I'm a lamb and a maniacal cult leader. I also never thought I'd play a game where you're taking down dungeons all the while leading a cult full of cute creatures to achieve nefarious goals. Yet again, here I am, and honestly, I can't get enough of it. Cult of the Lamb is like a weird blend between games like Moonlighters, Animal Crossing, and The Binding of Isaac, and it's a mixture that works really well in this case. Cult of the Lamb is a fantastic, addicting game. It might be one of the most addicting games I've played this year. It has this weird supernatural bind over me because I really can't stop thinking about my cult and what actions to take next, and I want to make sure my followers are good, and more importantly, that they're making me more powerful. So what is this game I'm talking about? Why am I raving over it, and why does this game have me obsessing over it? Cult of the Lamb is a 2D roguelike fused with a village simulator game. You play as a lamb who's the leader of an evil cult that's trying to unleash a dormant god upon the world. You build and craft a village for your cult to grow and thrive in, all the while you go out and you take down 4 dungeons and try to take down each major boss within each dungeon. Each of these dungeons will give you resources to help you take care of your followers and make sure that they are well fed and living in a clean and growing environment. Low-key, this is a demonic version of Animal Crossing and a fast-paced roguelike dungeon game all in one. Let's talk about how the gameplay works. How does the game feel? Does it respond well? Does it compare to some of its other contemporaries in the roguelike genre? Let me answer those questions. The roguelike gameplay feels swift, it's fluid, easy to control, and it doesn't feel too hard. The environments and the way you move across the world is very reminiscent of the game Moonlighters. The action here feels a little more crisp and zippy, kind of like Hades, which is really good company to be a part of. In Cult of the Lamb, you have to face 4 major dungeons, which feature 4 major boss fights and rooms that are randomly generated. You start off each run with a random melee weapon and a random ranged spell at your disposal. From there, you select your path. You get materials and followers and even upgrades in your journey to the boss fight. Even though the gameplay is really fun, there are a few things I didn't like about the roguelike side of the game. For starters, I really don't like all the weapon types that are available. Some of them feel way more fun to play than others. Some feel like they're really bad to control. I really wish that all the weapons felt as fun to use as opposed to being a bummer when I got a certain weapon type. Because legitimately, there are certain weapons that you get that feel like, eh, this run is not going to be a good one. But I feel like that's few and far between. Once you get really good at the game, you can kind of make it work to the best of your abilities, even when you get stuck with a not-so-good weapon type. Overall, the gameplay is surprisingly simple with a bit of complexity, just like Moonlighters and a bit like Hades, and it's so much fun to play. On the flip side, the game is surprisingly deep as a village simulator. As a village simulator, you can create things like lumber mills and stone mines, all the while you can assign your followers to work each one of these for its resource. You can also create gardens for your followers to gather food. You can assign your followers to pray at your altar to make you stronger and strengthen your village as a whole. The game also gives you the ability to decorate your village in a ton of different ways as you unlock and progress in the game. The villagers themselves have their own personalities and their own goals and dreams that you have to kind of see and adhere to. By the way, the more villagers that you have, the more powerful you become. But, as Uncle Ben once said, with great power comes great responsibility. For you see, you have to keep each one of your followers happy. If your followers think that you're weak, or they see through some of the stuff that you're doing, or if they're genuinely unhappy with you, then they start to rebel against you and speak out against your will. Unfortunately, I had to lock up several of my homies to keep the camp from dissenting against me. You also have to instruct your followers by giving them jobs and things to do, and clean up after them, especially in the very early stages of the game. They poop everywhere. It's ridiculous. As the village grows, though, your members become more self-sufficient, and then all you have to do is focus on keeping their faith in you really high. The higher their faith in you, the easier it is for you to level up. The easier it is for you to level up, the more stronger you become. And when you become stronger, it becomes easier for you to take down each dungeon. It's a loop that really works, and honestly, it's very addicting. This game is extremely fun, but to be honest, it does make me a bit uncomfortable at times. I love it, don't get me wrong, but the game rewards you for being evil to your village members. I got too attached to them to do some of the most evil actions to them, even though I knew it would make me stronger faster. So I took the slower route and tried to find that nice middle ground. Don't get me wrong, I'm still an asshole, but at least I have lines that I won't cross. The level of freedom that they give you to dictate and rule the way you want is really what makes this game so compelling. You can be as evil as you possibly can be and get insanely powerful quickly, or you can still become strong by going a different direction. Cult of the Lamb is absolutely one of the best games I've played in 2022. It's a damn good roguelike game that's an even better village simulator. There's a few things I wish the game did better, but overall, this is another banger from Devolver Digital. This game with its demonic vibe and tone won't be for everyone, and that's completely understandable. However, if that doesn't bother you, then you should check out this game. Be warned though, Cult of the Lamb is an experience that likely will be your next video game obsession. I'm giving Cult of the Lamb a 9 out of 10. In this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log 10 games down. Those games are your video game backlog. To be as productive as you possibly can be, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single player narrative game, one game that's going to be your chill and relax game, and another game that's going to be your palate cleanser game, which is a game that you play when you're not in the mood for your other narrative game. When you complete or get tired of one game, it leaves the backlog list. Then you decide which new game is added to the list and which game on the list advances to your active 3 games. So, I definitely recommend Elden Ring be your single player narrative game, your primary focus, or your narrative game that's going to be your palate cleanser game when you're not in the mood for your other narrative game. Depending on what type of gamer you are, Elden Ring would fit perfectly in either spot. So, that is the game recommendation of the week that you should consider adding to your backlog list. If you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your backlog list, then join us in the Single Player Experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your backlog list or talk about good single player game experiences that you've had lately. The link to join the free Single Player Experience Discord server is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.